Hello, I'm Emmanuel Wachendo, and this is Diplomatic Signals, where we try to understand the interactions between state and non-state actors on the international stage. The question of the day, what is the difference between collective defense and collective security? Collective defense is a limited agreement between two or more states to come together against a common enemy. Under the contract of collective defense, an attack on one results in a collective response by others. The system of collective defense is organized against a predetermined enemy. Collective defense involves advanced planning to respond to the actions of a specified enemy. The system of collective security is global, does not have a specified enemy, and eschews the theory of balance of power for the principle of global cooperation. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, is an expression of balancing primarily against the Soviet Union and the Russian Republic, and is a system of collective defense. NATO counts 12 nations in its membership, including the United States, United Kingdom, Greece, Turkey, and Lithuania, to name a few. The United States is a system of collective security that involves the nations of the world and that are United Nations members. The UN Peace and Security Council holds the final veto on the deployment of troops in response to aggression on a UN member state. It is important to note, finally, that collective security is a rhetoric repudiation of the balance of power. It is an expression by its proponents to end balance of power politics and promote cooperation instead. The idealists would exalt its precepts. The realists would argue, on the other hand, that the balance of power is much like is as much a law of nature as any observed by the physical sciences. The realists would argue that without supranational imposition by, say, a government with global monopoly on power, then power can only be projected by highly advanced alien race, some quip. The so-called law of the jungle will remain. The idealists point to international trade as running counter to the principles of war. Now, in sum, collective security involves all the nations of the earth, while collective defense systems are exclusive and are designed to respond to a specified threat.